Well, let's see. You just hold perfectly still. Now, let me turn this corner up here. Gee, it's not hard to work diapers at all, you know. Let me just put this corner up here now a little bit. And let's see now. Put this little corner here, and I'll just pull this corner up here. These things fit real well. Well, that's a little too... Gee, it's...
Listen, I don't mind you learning how to put diapers on your kid, but you have to practice on me.
Look,
after all, these three-cornered pants just don't look good. The engineers are laughing and everything.
I mean,
friendship can go just far enough. You know that?
You look...
I get those crummy things off.
You look kind of cute in there.
Let me just get up, boys. Rip them right off.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Hello, Bob. Molly Gangsy. Art, how are you doing, Art?
Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing with those? The Flintstones don't come on till 8:30.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up, Art.
Play the theme.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, it's time for the Joy Boys program. Friday night is coming at last. And
put on your filter cigarette there, will you, Bob? For heaven's sake, drop the filter cigarette, will you? Just put on a...
He made his own filter. It's metal.
Bobby,
the filter is 10 feet long, and the cigarette is there, Bob. Can you put in the corner? It's the funniest looking thing I've ever seen.
Bob's not too smart looking himself. Well, it's Friday, and everybody sort of has their way on Friday. There's the very lovely Arthur Page over there.
Oh, yes. Thank you very much.
Fixing his lunch.
The mystery man is going on a sojourn,
what?
I understand.
Are you leaving for a month?
Yeah.
Well, you have to conquer New World, huh?
And
they're going to show him Silver Spring, Bethesda. He's never been across the river.
All the big places. All the big places. And what do we have coming up on the program this evening?
Tonight's show looks to be a real winner, Ed.
Well, I know, but being realistic, what's coming up on the program?
We are going to present the WRC Roundtable of Knowledge.
Yeah.
We'll take you for a little stroll down the halls of NBC.
Yep.
And Mr. Fix-It is finally going to fix something.
Too bad about tonight's show.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's the way it goes. And do we have an award?
Yes, we do. The used vegetable dealers of Washington have just voted give me the two biggest deadbeats.
And radio? Is that it?
When you're already finished? All right. Play the record.
Billy June and the orchestra there.
Wait a minute, you're a month late.
Oh.
It's Billy May.
Oh, I'm sorry. Billy May and the orchestra.
Yeah.
Guys and Dolls.
That's wonderful. That's a Frank Lesser tune, too.
Oh,
I'm trying to grab your
is
hand.
Is it more or lesser?
I want a... It's lesser.
I see.
More of lesser. Hey, we have a wonderful word from our sponsor.
They have lots of fresh ideas and springtime menus.
You're fainted. It's a live spot. Don't relax in there.
Fresh ideas and springtime menus from Safeway today and tomorrow. They have Safeway guaranteed turkeys, U.S. inspected and U.S. grade A, 8 to 10 pounds. Goodbye, Tom. Tom Turkey just joined us here. These are ready to cook for only 39 cents a pound. Tasty turkeys from Safeway are a welcome taste delight, not only for special holiday occasions, but year round. So stock up your freezer now and serve the family.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Serve the family a surprise turkey dinner soon. He's doing the buck and wing trying to thaw out.
I'm eating the fresh turkeys.
Yeah. You'll find some other things at Safeway, too. U.S. number one Florida white potatoes and fresh green peas in the pod featured at Safeway. You don't eat them that way, but, I mean, that's the way they come to you.
Wonderful
combination of springtime meal ideas. Would you like to repeat them?
Yes. I'd like to, but I don't think I can.
You haven't been reading it with me, I can tell. All right, white potatoes.
What does Richmond Station mean?
They have different prices down there. White potatoes and fresh garden peas. They're wonderful. Delight your family with them.
It's springtime in your Safeway.
You'll find these potatoes in the 5-pound poly bag are only 35 cents.
These are T.O.P. notes.
Poly bag. Yeah. And the green peas in the pod, 2 pounds for 29 cents. Shop Safeway for springtime meal ideas and save. That's Safeway, where food is free.
You know, I don't understand it. We only got two commercials all week. And look at this. I mean, you know, we're idiots.
That's right. Now that's why we don't have any more commercials. Do we
got a brand up later on. This is an out-of-town agency.
Let's get to our...
No, not you.
No, set. A spot. All right?
Each Friday at this hour, we present for your edification and knowledge...
Did you see a turkey dancing out of the studio a minute ago? I thought I was seeing things.
We present the Arlene Francis...
Yeah, I saw that.
Award of the week. Presented by...
I'm not surprised at anything.
Hugh Futzenbaker.
It looks sort of like my cousin.
The turkey is a ventriloquist, obviously, and Bob
get
Wolf...
Get that bird out of here.
...wishes he were back in town. Let's disperse with the formalities. You know the show. You know the rules of the show?
Yes.
I don't mean you, the audience. You know how we take the show. We take a word, and we study the word, and discuss it. Now, let's introduce you to our panel members, Mr. Orson Meyer. Mr. Meyer?
Oh, yes. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
No, Mr. Meyer. You're Professor Van Lines.
Oh, well, I'm always the last one. I want to be first.
All right, Professor Heinrich Van Lines. He is the professor of neo-anthrosemantics of Wiesbaden,
just
Germany.
Just to change the thing, I was tired of being the last man.
Which, is it all right to look you last than Miss Nim? Do you mind?
I don't really care.
Okay. Well, then, Mr.
Age before beauty.
Yeah, okay. She's got a horse laugh and a face to go with it. All right, Mr. Meyer?
Yes?
You're representing the Chicago Institute for the Abolishment of...
Chicago.
Swell. And
that's right. Chicago Ill, not Swell.
I'm sorry. And
it's
finally,
the Midwest there.
Very charming Miss Anna Nim. Just
yes, thank
from
you.
The revolution down on Gitmo Bay. Here she is.
How
formerly the Miss Anna Nim of 1932.
Uh-huh.
Now with the East-West North-South Word Study Group.
Yes.
Miss Nim.
How do you do?
Swell. Now, are you ready, panel members, for today's word?
Yes.
All right.
Yep,
today's word. Here it is. you all are over coffee. Today's word is missing.
That's too bad.
No,
what are we going to do to fill up the time?
No, I mean, the word is missing.
Don't tell me your troubles, Charlie. You're the moderator of the show.
No, the word you don't understand, Mr. Meyer. The word...
No, the word, I understand you lost it. They have this show is written up weeks in advance, and you lost it.
No, the word...
You folded it up on a little scrap of paper,
okay.
And you lost it.
Okay.
You wrapped your chewing gum
right.
in it or
let's
something.
Have the word is now specific. S-P-E-C-I-F-I-C, specific.
Well, that's simple enough. That's the ocean.
Okay.
The Atlantic and the Pacific.
Let's try
there's
another.
A show there, South
let's
Pacific.
Let's try...
Enchanted evening.
All right,
you
no.
may see a stranger.
Professor, let's try the other one. Model. Now, that's an easy one. Right, panel members?
Very easy, yes.
E-L.
Of course, that's simple.
Mm-hmm.
Model is the center of something, like in the model of an
play
island.
Play the record now.
In
right
the model
now,
of the
play
ocean.
The record.
Let him finish here before you applaud.
Terrific.
They didn't let us finish.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Those were the Ames brothers.
Leaving.
Solitude.
Did you hear them?
Next week they're going to be in solitary,
yeah.
I think.
Start the props, will you?
You belong on granite. Hey, you belong on granite. By granite. By granite.
Treat yourself to Brana's special kind of hospitality. Discover for yourself how much fun flying can be.
Fly Brana International Airways. Enjoy nonstop silver service elegance to Dallas. 2 flights daily. Convenient connections for Houston and San Antonio. Remember, you belong on Brana.
Howdy do, ladies and gentlemen. Willard Scott speaking to you from the NBC halls. You can probably tell from the difference in the quality of the microphones. We have the portable unit out here. And we're just sort of wandering the halls. From time to time, people do stop by NBC, and we like to visit with them and chat with them, and are very glad if during the spring season has so many people in town. Here's an elderly gentleman. Not elderly, but I would say upper middle age.
Yeah, upper middle age.
And your name, sir?
My name is Albert Hoot.
Mr. Albert Hoot?
Yeah, that's right.
And you're from...
Detroit, Michigan.
Well, wonderful. You know, your voice is quite familiar.
Yes, it ought to be.
What?
I was on the Lone Ranger for years.
Oh, that's where I heard the voice. And you used to always say...
Why, he's the Lone Ranger.
Oh, yes, Mr. Hoot, and of course...
I was always the sheriff or else the Al Hoot.
Well, that's one of them. And I remember so well, too. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday,
As
a kid, I used to listen to Lone Ranger. What are you doing now?
Presently, I'm unemployed.
Well, with the background that you have and all the friends you made during the years, I'm sure this is of your own choosing.
Not at all. I've had many job offers, but they all want me to work 5-6 days a week, and I'm just not up to that. I'm used to a 3-day stint, you know, and I... Not physically or mentally equipped to handle a...
What do you mean, because...
5-day week, yeah.
But a 5-day week is a normal work week for all of us.
Well, I'm not like the rest of you. I just...
You mean, for 30 years you worked...
Worked 3 days a week.
Monday,
Tuesday,
Wednesday...
And Friday. Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, out on the golf course. Lived it up.
And so you just couldn't...
Couldn't keep the pace.
Do you have any money coming in at all?
No, a few residuals. That's about it.
Well, Albert... It's been one of our pleasures.
Yes.
Thank you. So next is a sort of a, looks like a Caribbean-looking gentleman.
See?
And he's got a pith helmet on and a loincloth on the pith helmet.
See?
Tell me, sir, your name is?
Juan Garcia. I don't think it's him, because I'm going to think it's somebody that isn't Jones.
And you are a?
I am from down south, a little bit. Nassau is where I'm from.
Yeah, well, what do you do?
I'm an astronaut.
Wait a minute. You're an astronaut from NASA?
See.
I didn't know they had a space program.
See, we just got a very bad press relations department down here. We're a small island. We can't promote the way some of these bigger countries. But I've been flying around up there for weeks.
Have you made any?
On the moon last week. It's a wonderful time.
Oh, really? How do you? Well, what do you use, a solid or liquid propellant?
Well, we use a different system altogether.
What do you use?
We have an old circus cannon with a big cannonball in there. And they shoot me out of outer space.
Yeah.
Well, it swings.
Well, an astronaut from NASA.
See.
I think I've learned something.
See.
Moving on down here, now let's move on down the hall a little more. Here's a very charming older lady. How do you do?
Hello. Have you seen a Saint Bernard wandering around the hall?
No, I don't. Unless he's up in the newsroom.
I was taking my dog out for a walk a while back, and I seemed to lost him. I don't know.
Well, we have some dogs around here, but they're all on television.
He seemed to think that this was a kennel. Hello, Murgatroyd, come here.
Somebody's done another good deed here.
The dog I want is the brandy around his neck. I got to have my after-dinner juice,
It's juicing time in the NBC halls, and we say aloha as we can close out on a very happy note. Good deed done. Bob Wolf is still trying to get back in town. Okay, I think that's it. Thank you very much. You may shoot.
And so much for the interviews in the hall. We're back in the studio, and I see right now it's just about time for our WRC Cornball Record of the Day.
That's right. We don't have this one of our newest features, and we're very proud of this. So here it is, the WRC Cornball of the Day.
There's our cornball record of the day, Jerry Colonna and the Denning Sisters from back in the late 1940s, the memorable story of Casey at the Bat.
WRC Radio, in cooperation with Johnson and Swanson, the world's greatest manufacturer of first aid kits, brings you another visit with Mr. Fixit, radio's original Goof It Yourself program. Today, as we join Mr. Fixit, we find him in his basement workshop, where apparently he's got some...
If you refuse...
Ahoy there, Mr. Fixit.
Oy vey there, Willard Scott, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the Audio Radiant.
Radio Radiant.
Yes.
Bless my soul, it looks like you've got some sort of electronic box here by your telephone.
That's correct. I'm installing a Mr. Fix-It do-it-yourself telephone answering service.
Ho, ho, Mr. Fix-It.
Oh, yes, sir, daddy.
May I just make one word of comment?
Certainly.
Sir?
Yeah.
But isn't it quite illegal to tamper with telephone company property?
Don't be silly. All these thousands of phones in the world, how are they going to catch me?
But, I mean, the phone company does have a definite attitude and policy towards anybody messing with their gear.
Well, you see, I'm out an awful lot. I'm a busy man. I got a little big deals cooking, and I'm not always here to answer the phone.
So you have?
So I'm putting in a tape recorder. Here's a standard tape recorder. Attached to it, you'll notice a sensitized relay which reacts to the ringing voltage on the telephone line, which starts the tape recorder mechanism, which will record any message that anyone cares to leave when they call my house.
I still insist that this is rather bad.
Well, and I haven't been home all day, and we've had it working. I just want to see what we have on here. I'm expecting calls from my stockbroker and things like that, so why don't I just turn it on, all right?
Very good. Apparently, there's a ringing on the line there, Mr. Figgy. I think you have a bite, so shall we listen?
All right.
This is Mr. Fix-It talking, and when you hear the beeper, if you will kindly state your message to me, I'll call you back when I return home. Beep!
This is the telephone company calling Fix-It. The message for you is report tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. for a hearing. We're going to arrest you for tampering with telephone equipment. Goodbye.
We've been visiting with Radio's time-honored program, the Mr. Fix-It Show, brought to you by Johnson and Swanson. Be listening again next week when you'll hear Mr. Fix-It say...
Well, anybody know a good lawyer? I mean...
Don't stop ringing.
I'm afraid to answer the phone anymore.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
And so that's it, good people. Our producer, Richard the Lionhearted. Our director is Marco Polo. Scripts and special material by Queen Isabella. And our lawyer, Clarence Darrow.
We lost another one, boys.
Thanks to Robbie Shadden, Arthur Page, and the very lovely mystery man. Have a good vacation. It's Charlie Shadden.
This program has been selected to be heard by Armed Forces Overseas. See you Monday.
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Willard Scott powders his baby tonight over NBC.
He ruined the ending!
We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of Radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Ship ahoy there, mates, and Monday evening, and we're glad to be with you again. Ed Walker, Willard Scott here, the Joy Boys from WRC and WRC-FM. Ed Walker's changing the paper in the bird cage. I'm here taking care of the bird. And we'll do our best to keep things on the road here, bright and shiny until 7:30 anyway. Tonight's program looks pretty exciting. We're going to present our own Academy Awards presentation. Arthur Codfish will be along, as always, on Monday night. And this being the spring season, the autumnal wah-wah, we shall have a little lesson on how to take care of the garden from our WRC gardening expert. To get things underway, we have a little music. And to make things really bright, hear this. Well, now, that's Cy Zentner in the orchestra.
Play some music. I want to try that.
Thank you, sir. That's the big band sound.
That's the reason I listen to the station all the time, because you guys play nothing but the big band sound. It's very good.
Thank you, sir. We hope you enjoy that. We'll continue our musical portion after this interesting word, but don't go away. It's feature time. WRC Radio, in cooperation with the F.W. Bolgiani and Company, presents Gordon Greenthumb, our gardener. Gardening can be fun. And here to tell us all about our little gardening problems and to give us some tips on how to make our gardens grow better, here is WRC's gardening expert, Gordon Greenthumb.
Oh, the flowers that bloom in the spring, tra-la. Good afternoon, folks, and hello there, Willard Scott.
And a great big fat old tra-la to you, Gordon.
It's a beautiful day here in Washington. It's the kind of a day that you just love to get out there and commune with nature.
I noticed you have dirt all the way up to your elbow today on your right arm.
I've been working out in my garden all morning. In fact, all weekend, as a matter of fact.
Well, Gordon, today one of our questions would like to be posed concerning the perennials. How are your perennials?
Well, the last I heard from them, they were fine. My perennials live out in Dayton, Ohio, of course, and I don't get out there very frequently, but...
No, I mean your perennial bloomers.
Well, I don't. really, I don't wear those. The flowers, the Everbloomers.
Everbloomers.
Oh, they're fine, Willard, yes, indeed.
Would you say that this is a good season for playing croquet?
Well, I'd say that this is a fairly average season for planting croquet, yes.
How about Pete Moss?
I haven't seen Pete in years. I knew him in gardening club a long time ago, back in Ohio, I guess it was. I haven't seen Pete in years.
Well, I don't seem to be getting quite through to you this time, but maybe let's try another question.
Fine.
This is a season for bulbs, isn't it?
That is quite true, yes.
Well, would you give us a tip on what bulbs you prefer to plant this time?
Well, I noticed that in some of your local stores, the GE is having a fine sale on bulbs. They're 20s and 40s and 75 watters and the big 100-watt bulbs and the three-way bulbs for your three-way lamps. I suggest that you stock up on them right now.
I think this kid took a four-way coal tablet and it went the wrong way. I'm not sure.
Well, you said bulbs, didn't you? I was just talking about bulbs.
All right, Gordon. Well, as a final question, one of our listeners has written in concerning the soil in the District of Columbia. Is it good to put nitrogen in the soil, or would be better off to use just plain lime?
Are you sure of what you're asking me? I don't quite think you got the point across there.
Well, I was a little slow in chopping it out.
Depends on what flavor you like your soil. Of course, I don't recommend that you get out there and eat dirt, but if you like lime-flavored dirt, that's perfectly all right with me, because when you're working around in your garden, you're bound to swallow a little dirt, just like a man in the ocean swallows a little water. So long, folks.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to WRC's gardening expert, Gordon Greenthumb, with Gardening with Gordon. And we'll be back again next Monday, brought to you by the F.W. Bulgiani & Company.
What are they going to pay me?
For the last, this is NBC The National, paying government. If you thought that one was funny, stay tuned. They get hilarious after this. Hey, it's time now for our newest feature on the Joy Boys. It's the thing we call the WRC Cornball Record of the Day. And here it is.
Hey, everybody. Real square.
That's Steve Allen, okay, and the group on a thing called a Very Square Dance, and the kind of music that we figure corny people like you like to listen to. That's our WRC Cornball of the Day. Music from WRC's Joy Boys show, Ed Walker, Willard Scott, all the big names here. We hope you'll stay tuned. Right now it's time for America's Favorite.
In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the Lonesome Pine.
And now, Myers, the greatest name in ice cream, presents author Codfish Time. And now remember Myers' new Cherry Blossom ice cream, just for this season of the year. And here he is, author, the old Cherry Blossom Codfish.
Gully, how are you? How are you? How are you? Marvin, you quit slapping your fists together like a Cro-Manga man.
Man. Cro-Magnon, Oliver.
You're not building the fire. How are you, good folks? Nice to see the people. Everybody's in good spirits.
You told me I should applaud more
today. Would you quit mouthing the microphone, Marvin?
Sorry, Oliver.
20 years, and every morning I gotta say, Marvin, quit mouthing the microphone. Boy, does that make me sick.
Yeah.
What an indigestive laugh that is.
We have something to cure your indigestion today, Oliver.
Who's the sponsor, Tony?
Mr. Meyer, author, makers of Meyer's Ice Cream.
Golly, that's good stuff.
They got a new flavor, author.
Chicken mint?
No, cherry blossom, author.
Cherry blossom ice
cream? Author.
Son of a gun. I haven't had any cherry blossom ice cream since I was in Yokohama.
Father, they just started making it this year. Couldn't have had it.
Who wrote that fact sheet? We're going to fire another one this week. I thought it was Yokohama cherry.
No, Alther, I'm sorry, Alther.
Isn't this National Something Week in the...
That's right, Alther. This is National Sardine and Ice Cream Week, Alther.
Yeah.
Right, Alther. Sprinkle lots of sardines on your Myers ice cream, Alther.
Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, only mackerel kingfish.
No, sardines, Alther.
Holy smoke, that would gag a mule. That's entirely unbelievable.
That's the week, Alther.
Yes, the week is right. My stomach is weak.
Tonight, of course, Alther, they are awarding the Academy Awards in Los Angeles.
Golly, that must be a big show at the Tantages Theater.
That's right, Alther. I think I should win an award for my superb announcing.
I think you should win an award for what, meatball?
My superb announcing, Alther.
Boy, are you a dreamer.
I think I should win an award for my singing, Alther.
Who brought Helly Loki back? Look, just because you're in the union don't mean you gotta show off again.
I paid my dues, too, Alther.
Well, that's the wrong union. I was just thinking, Meatball.
What's that, Alder?
If I could regress upon a subject.
Certainly, Alder.
It really is beautiful spring in Washington, isn't it?
Yes.
With the cherry blossoms?
Yes.
I remember when I got sprung in Washington.
What was this, Alder?
Well, I went up, you know, I was sleeping on a job doing a morning show. And
Alder, I don't think you should be talking about this on the network, Alder.
The network be hanged. Yeah, it was
Alder, hanged. If you keep talking like that, you might be hanged.
Really beautiful network in the morning.
The ratings, Alder, please.
Ratings in the morning, really pretty telling. Well, about the Academy Awards, Bob.
Yes, Alder.
What did you want, an award?
I think I should have an award, but I have one here for you, Arthur, that was just sent in a few moments ago. You are winning an Academy Award, Arthur.
An Academy Award?
That is correct, Arthur.
Well, what
is it? Here it is, a small miniature boat in a bottle, Arthur, presented to you by the Naval Academy for your services.
Meatball, come here.
Well, it's an Academy Award, Arthur.
I want an Academy from Hollywood.
No, but Arthur, this is an Academy...
Oh. Teach him to give me a boat in a bottle. In the blue, give him a boot in the... In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, on the trail of the lonesome bottle, lady-di-di.
Well, look, really, I mean, if you can't make the beginning of the show, if you got to go out and carouse around with the boys, you and your barbershop are singing your brains out.
Well, I just thought it would be nice to. I'm better late than never, you know.
I mean, here it is. It's practically 25 after 7, and you finally show up.
I just came in to say that was Sue Rainey singing exactly like you. Well, she doesn't sing the way you sing. What I meant was that's the name of the song. Yeah.
What are you doing out there in the hall with your barbershop?
We're rehearsing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, sorry.
All right.
We'll see you later.
Yeah.
Later. Okay. See you later. Go on. It's all right.
Oh, you want me to really?
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
See you later. That Walker, he's really getting independent. Doesn't even show up for the show anymore.
Good evening, everybody, from Hollywood, California, here at the Lost Wages Theater in downtown Hollywood. The presentation of the Academy Awards. The names of show business are here. The top drawer names. All the big stars, the starlets, the would-bes, the hopefuls, who win their Oscars. A little more Mike Cable and a little... Let me get over to the crowd. Ladies and gentlemen, never have you seen such a glittering, glamorous parade of stars walking in and out of the theater doors here, taking their place in the 1959 presentation of the Oscars. It's truly a magnificent sight. There's Marlene Dietrich over there. Hello, Marlene.
Hello, Donnie. How are you?
There's the little bank head in the... Oh, Tallulah, you look wonderful. Let's talk to some more big names. Need a little more cable here.
We don't have much more cable.
Get out of here. Ladies and gentlemen, all the big names of Hollywood. There's David O. Selznick over there. That's David O. Selznick over in the corner. And there's Mr. Jimmy Stewart. Hi, Jimmy.
Well, gee whiz, it's a great thrill to be here tonight. I'm sorry I don't have time to come over there. I'm leaning over right now, and I can't get over this way.
Sorry,
gee whiz, I tripped over the mic cable.
Well, give me a little more.
I'm going to have to sue you for this after all.
Sorry, Jimmy.
Gee whiz.
Jimmy Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, all the big names of Hollywood are here. Here's Mr. Peter Lorre. Pete, how are you, sir?
Hey, don't be frightened. These people always upset me. I think I'll find somebody and strangle them.
Wait,
Sorry, I got carried away.
What a realizing character he is. Here with our beautiful microphone, we're escorting all the queens of Hollywood. With there's Elizabeth Tanner going over there. Can we talk to you, Elizabeth? And ladies and gentlemen, here's Jimmy Cagney. You saw many great movies.
All right, you dirty rat. I want to see it in this theater. I want to see it fast, Steve. Yes, I want to see the Academy Awards. And you get out of my way, you little creep.
I'm sorry, I'm terribly. Ladies and gentlemen, we can't get anybody else to talk to big dirty. Going inside the theater.
I'm out of cable.
Wait, we got one more interview over here. Let's see who this gentleman must be, some big Hollywood star. How are you, sir?
Hi.
What did you come down here for this evening?
Just come down here to catch a flick. They ain't even showing a movie here, and I wouldn't even let me in. Wouldn't he sell me a ticket? Gee, what a bunch of creeps. What a bunch of creeps.
Back to our creepy studio.
Well, there's one of the real great standards of the soft music world, Blue Moon, and done for us, of course, by Henry Jerome. I say of course because his style is becoming better known each day. Want to thank you for listening again. This has been one of the more exciting shows here, the Joy Boys, 1961 edition, for this Monday. Listen, we'll see you again same time tomorrow. Ed Walker will be back. He's rehearsing with the barbershoppers next door, and they're getting ready to sing an old-time zing-zong, zing-a-fest over in Arlington or someplace. So they're real busy working hard diligently. Don't forget, all you guys overseas, we'd love to hear from you. We are really broadcasting to our armed forces overseas. All you have to do is jot a card to Joy Boys, or J Boys, WRC, Washington, D.C., United States of America, Western Hemisphere, Earth. And if all goes well, that postman in Bangkok should send it our way. Thank you.
We are the Joy Boys of radio.
We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Okay, good people, that's it. Thank you again for listening. Thanks to Bobby Shedden, Bob Green, and Arthur Page, our battery of engineers. Charlie Stamper is also working outside, doing a little groundwork, digging a hole outside Nugget Billy. He's getting ready for bigger things. Show is heard by our armed forces overseas. We'll see you tomorrow at the same time over this NBC radio station.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Al Ross tells Patty Cavan a cute story tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Oh, go on with you now.
Well, hello out there, gang.
Hello.
We're a little nervous because...
Hello this is, there.
Hello there. Hi, dear.
Hi.
Hi. Our audience is waiting. They're clamoring to get in here.
They want to get at us, I think. That's
you know, we must confess, we've had rather hectic. Yesterday, we had a very important luncheon with the sales manager of the station. And I think the chips are beginning to fall where they may, Eddie.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like this is it.
That could be.
So we had that... Excuse me. I'll
somebody
get the door
here.
Yes, come in. Would you please come in, please?
Pardon me. Could you help me out just a minute, young fella?
Who's that little old lady?
I don't know. I've never seen her before in my
yes,
life.
Yes, ma'am. Come on over here.
Gertrude McTavish is my name.
Yes, Ms. McTavish. Can we help you?
Yeah, surely.
What's
the... I was wondering if you've seen a wicker basket anywhere around the studio here.
A little wicker basket?
Wicker basket.
Like a sewing
basket? With a handle on it, yes. Mm-hmm. I was on the Patty Cavan show today. I was interviewed, and I left my wicker basket in the studio, and I got to get it back.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I have not seen a wicker basket.
Well, oh, dear.
Was there anything valuable in there?
Well, yes, after a fashion, there was a python in there.
There was a what?
A python.
Oh, well, just a minute. We better check. Let me call Art Page in there for a second. Art, can you hear me in there? Have you seen a python, a wicker basket with a python in it?
A python? No, I don't know what that is. I've not seen it. Just a minute. Bobby. Bobby ain't here.
Play the theme. Let's see. Better check the studio, though. Where's Bobby?
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
I see it's time for the Joy Boys program for Tuesday evening. This is Ed Walker.
Look, I'm a little worried, Eddie. Would you go out in the hall and see, because if the python is loose and Shenton's around here,
we ought to find him.
And he's not
really
here, I mean, maybe it could be. Check out in the hall, will you?
Right.
Yeah, right. This could be tragic. Our poor kid, you know, he's one of our... He's checking for Shenton. No. Is he out there?
Not out there.
He's supposed to be out there. You better make sure, because it's in the script.
Oh, he is? Oh, he is? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be out there. Okay, here he is.
He's coming in now.
Oh, boy, you gave us a terrible start there.
Not quite as much of a start as you gave me when you forgot that he was supposed to be out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the little old lady's waiting here, and five more minutes she gets into overtime.
Wow, so we thought you were eaten by that python for a minute.
Wait a minute, the little old lady has something to say, remember?
Well, I was supposed to say that it was a pizza python.
Oh, a pizza python.
Of course,
oh,
yes.
We thought it was a...
A snake.
Yeah, is that
did
all?
Did you think that's what it was?
Yeah.
No, for goodness sake.
Take her out of
that's
here,
that's pretty
you?
Corny. Opener,
send her on a channel line. Right. They use that kind of stuff over there. Yeah, that's right. Door opens, yeah.
All right, now let's see what do we have coming up with the program today.
Today's show, Eddie, looks good.
Well, not so far, it doesn't. I don't know. Maybe the best is yet to come.
We're going to interview Mr. Marty Motto, who's a judo expert.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir.
Is he going to demonstrate?
I understand he will demonstrate in words, not in deeds.
Wonderful.
We are going to have a special interview with a guy named Suitcase Simpson, who was an old remote NBC engineer.
Very remote. He hadn't been around the building here for 30 years.
We'll check with him later. And finally, Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park. Looks good.
That sounds like a wonderful show here. And all we need is an award, and we'll be in good shape.
We have one of those. The
really?
Bus drivers for the Trailways and Greyhound Corporation have both voted you and I the two biggest layovers in radio.
Yeah.
I think it's ready. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, let's doodle-dee-doo, done by...
On your old kazoo.
Larry Elgard of the orchestra.
Herman Hummelzy. Whatever happened to him?
He's around.
Let's hope we are someday. Ladies and gentlemen, we are all delighted here at NBC to be able to present one of the most interesting interviews. This is another Joy Boy special, a Paddy Cavan Reject of the Week. This guy was completely without honor on the Paddy Cavan show.
Oh.
And we have him in our studio today. He is a judo expert, and we're going to talk to him right now about that ancient art of judo.
How you do?
How you do, sir?
Oh, yes.
You are Mr. Marty Motto, right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
The word is Motto. Marty Motto, not Motto.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Motto. I didn't mean to make that mistake.
Oh, yes.
You are from Tokyo, Japan.
I am from Formosa.
Excuse me, Formosa?
Oh, yes.
I'm sorry, yes.
Oh, yes.
And according to the sheet here, you're with originally from the Ming Dynasty?
Arkatoso!
I am from the Ping Dynasty. Long line tradition.
I'm terribly sorry. I didn't mean to make that mistake.
Oh, yes.
I understand you're staying in New York City now for the...
No. Make home in Los Angeles.
Oh.
West Coast.
Oh. And according to the rundown sheet that we have here... No, don't hit me again. The rundown sheet's mine. According to the rundown sheet, you're in the new movie Sakanuki, right?
The movie title Nukasaki.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Well, it's certainly been interesting chatting with you like this. And
oh, yes.
We realize this show is on tape, and we want you to know that you're welcome back here in Washington anytime. We hope you'll come back and see us again.
You must forgive me for being a little short temper, but not have breakfast. I'm very grouchy in morning until have breakfast.
Well, I'm sorry that you feel this way. You really have quite a grip on you there, fella.
Oh, yes.
I think you'll go places.
Oh, yes.
Well, look, you just... can you find the door over there?
Oh, yes.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yes.
We've been chatting with Mr... Oh, man, that guy is a powerhouse. Mr. Marty Motto.
Hey, boy, I was watching that one in the control room. Of all the interviews we've ever done, this guy really raked you over the coals, didn't he?
You man, like that guy?
Oh, he was tremendous. He really laid you out, didn't he? But that was funny.
He
looked like he was going to break every bone in your body.
Really funny looking?
Yeah. Oh, man, he really threw you around the studio like a 10-pound sack of grain.
You really like that, huh?
That was a riot.
Ready?
What?
Come here.
What?
Interview was a total loss. At least I learned something.
Oh.
Here's our cornball of the day here. Terrific.
That's our cornball record of the day, Homer and Jethro. Excuse me, do you have a first aid station around here?
Boy, you're really fouled up there.
I was playing the Jew's harp, and I bit my tongue on the last one, and boy, is it smart.
You look very, very painful there.
It is smarting. Just
call out the first aid there and get him in shape there. Don't forget the Joy Boys, WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington. Stay tuned now for the adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park, next on this station.
And now, the National Broadcasting Company presents the adventures of Robin Hood.
Of Rock Creek Park.
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, Robin Hood.
The adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park, the fiery character of Old England now settled in the colonies. As our story opens on today's exciting episode in 1 minute,
but first, this public service announcement.
Remember, a slip of the lip can sink a ship.
Wait a minute. I think you got one of the old ones there.
Oh, right? Yes.
That's outdated.
This thing is old. I could barely read it, but I wasn't quite...
Well, forget it.
Now,
Here's today's exciting episode, Robin Hood and the Eviction Notice. As our story opens, we find ourselves in a cluster of bushes somewhere out in Rock Creek Park as a group of horses ride up with men on them.
Robin's a friend, I think.
Men with horses.
Friends.
No, a group of men with horses.
Robin's a friend.
Oh, ho, oh, ho, oh, ho. Oh. Heidi, heidi, ho.
Cab Calloway was with them.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Little John.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Friar Tuck.
Say hello, Alan Adale.
Hello, Alan Adale.
You idiot. Just say hello.
Shut up. Men, we have a very grave problem before us.
What's that, Robin?
We have been through many things together, through thick and through thin.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Men, I received...
600, didn't it?
I received this in the mail. We have been notified that we must leave the premises of Rock Creek Park because we are considered vagrants.
But, Robin!
But, Robin!
But, Robin!
But... Oh, send it.
But... Question is this. We must find a new home and find one fast. Now then, a park has been recommended to me, which is just outside of town. I think this will be better for us because it's away from the hustle and bustle of the city. I suggest we hop on our horses and ride to the outskirts of town, shall we?
Good, Robin.
Let's go.
And so Robin Hood and his band of merry men rode off to the other park across town. As our story reopens, we find ourselves somewhere near that park. It's just past midnight, and Robin and his band of merry men are asleep.
Men. Little John.
What is it?
Are you asleep, Little John?
I can't sleep. It's all that noise down in the park.
I see. Friar Tuck, have you been able to sleep at all?
Not a week, Robin, not a week.
I think we were led to the wrong park. Good heavens, who can sleep with that confounded racket going on?
Robin, I think I found the problem.
What is this?
Look at that big billboard with the lights on it down there. It's a park, all right.
Amusement park.
Glen Echo Amusement Park.
Who can sleep in an amusement? This is the last time that I'll let Smokey the Bear act as our booking agent. This is ridiculous.
The part of Robin Hood on today's program was played by Stuart Finley. Stay tuned for more music on this NBC station, where you hear the stars in 61. Remember, there's more fun per square inch on this NBC frequency than any other drifting kilocycle.
Thank you. Well, sir, Frank, that was fine. Frank Sinatra there, an easy to love.
Get your hand up the coat, Creek.
Frank.
Told you not to shake hands with him. He's nervous. Ring-a-ding-ding. Ladies and gentlemen, in the radio industry, there's an expression we call NEMO. Now, NEMO really means a remote, any broadcast that originates outside of the studio. Rather an interesting way that this came about, an NBC secretary many years ago, in typing up the order to do a remote broadcast, by mistake, hit the N on the typewriter rather than the R, and consequently, to this day, a remote broadcast is known as a NEMO. N-E-M-O. This is a true story. Today in our studio, we have a gentleman who's been at NBC for 38 years. His name is, for all practical points, Suitcase Simpson. He's been with NBC, and he's been one of our remote engineers. His job was to handle all the big dance bands of years gone by. Suitcase, come on in here, fella.
Howdy.
Put that suitcase down.
All right, boys, thank you.
Sit down right here. Suitcase, go ahead.
Hello, test. Hello. One, whoop,
hey,
minus one.
Suitcase.
Whoop, plus one.
This is your zero. This is your last day in broadcasting. Whoop. If you don't mind, just put the mic down.
Oh, excuse me.
We've already checked the levels on the show.
Of course I have it.
Suitcase, you have been with NBC for how many years? 38?
38 years.
Yes. And all these, we haven't seen you here at this building. We've been here now 2 years. We have not seen you at the Sheraton Park, nor did we ever see you at the Translux building. The last report that you were in the building in 1938.
That's right. I had to get some new tubes for my remote amplifier.
Well, now, what is your remote amplifier consist of? Would you like to
open
the suitcase?
Here you are. Here it is.
All right. Here you go.
I've been using this since the inauguration back in 28.
Mm-hmm. What's this?
This is an old carbon microphone. Hey there.
It's got little things going out to each side of it.
Springs. Suspended by springs.
Mm-hmm.
I used that on the Lindbergh arrival back in the Navy Yard there in 27.
Terrific. What's this over? It's over here.
There's the amplifier, and there's a battery supply there.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us.
Two pizzas and a quart of milk.
Two pizzas, a quarter milk, and there's two coffees, one black and one with cream.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
What's that for?
Well, that was for the three sons. I was doing a remote at one of them hotels, and I got there and they'd left, and I've been carrying the stuff around. I never did get to find them.
Carrying it around from since when?
1942, I believe it was.
What? I thought that, you know, we saw your car. You are still driving a
1939 Ford, yes.
It's terrific.
Yes, I've been saving my money. I mean, it gets me there and everything.
Well, suitcase, it's really been...
I've never seen equipment like this in my life.
Come on over here, boys. We have collector's items. Maybe Butch Williams. He's over in the next studio.
Is Butch Williams still here?
Yes, sir.
Butch, my goodness, what happened to your hair?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, we'll have a big party for you at the White Tower.
Are we going to do that?
The show
this is
over.
My life.
Yeah, I think it has been.
More as the time has come when it's kind of a sad thing for me to leave. I'm checking in my gear for the last time. They don't need my services anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do any live pickups much.
Mm-hmm.
Someday when I join that big remote box group up in the sky, I'll be thinking about my days here.
Well, thank you, and goodbye.
Thank you.
A suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
Beg pardon, but I notice as you walk lopsided with a limp.
If you've been carrying 85 pounds of remote gear in your hand for the last 30 years, you'd limp too, Buster. Let me tell you.
Suitcase Simpson, one of our final NBC engineers. So long, arrivederci, good luck to you in retirement. Anytime you want to come back and do a guest shot, you come right up on this show.
Whoa, minus a half.
That's the voice of Suitcase Simpson, one of our really great men in radio. Goodbye, Suitcase, and we'll see you soon.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
So, good people, that's it. Thank you very much. We want to thank again Dunn Tedlap for writing a special bit for us tonight with Suitcase Simpson. Ed Walker appeared through the courtesy of Mrs. Walker.
Leonard Scott appeared through the courtesy of Mrs. Scott.
Bobby Shedden appeared through the courtesy of the engineering staff. Bob Green was our green engineer. And who
is Charles Staff?
Charles, this program is being heard overseas.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Count Dracula meets Mata Hari tonight on NBC.